96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh, new, smart talk all day. That song we opened the show with should be familiar to many, even if you don't know what the name is, who the artist is, and produced this version of this song. That is Nassau Gone Funky. A mix produced by a DJ, Frederico Scavo. It's the Eat More Cake mix. Funky Nassau. You can find that on YouTube. Every time I'm thinking about the evolution, right, the growth, the movement, the expansion of Bahamian culture and how Bahamian culture impacts the world, I like to pull up this song, this version of Funky Nassau, the beauty, the value, the energy in that song. And they picked it up and they turned it into something even more global, even more international than it already was. In fact, they brought it to audiences that may have never found it, right? By fusing it with a new genre. Today we're doing open line. It's a story I wanted to cover from yesterday's, or in fact, yesterday's paper, Junkanoo Groups Upset Over Biased Judging System. I'm actually going to have an open line this morning. The numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720 is toll free for Family Island listeners. The text line 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. Remember, we're streaming live on guardiantalkradio.com. You can download the Guardian Radio app to your smartphone or mobile device. You can listen to the live audio stream or watch select programs on the live video stream. Live on television, you can find us Cable Bahamas Channel 969 or BTC Flow Channel 612. Junkanoo Groups Upset Over Biased Judging System. Frustration is mounting for several Junkanoo groups over what they call a deeply broken and biased judging system that has, for years, stifled fair competition in the nation's most iconic cultural parades. At a press conference yesterday, leaders from Genesis, Root Music Makers, and the Junkanoo Commandos stressed their intention was not to, quote, cry over, close quotes, the Saxons' recent victories in the parades, but to demand an overdue, fair, transparent judging process. Philip Taylor, chairman of Genesis, said the group was not satisfied with the results of the recent parades and criticized the current judging system for lacking consistency, transparency, and clear criteria. Angelique McKay, CEO of the Junkanoo Commandos and a Genesis member, said her group has faced bias due to being smaller and newer than older, more established A groups. She said the groups don't expect to win every parade, but at least expected a fair playing field, insisting that flaws in the system have worsened over time. Roots chairman Dwayne Ellis shared similar frustrations, claiming that some groups are favored based on reputation or longevity in the Junkanoo community. The groups collectively said they are not opposed to the Junkanoo Corporation New Providence rules, but seek changes to create more direct regulations and criteria for judging. Each group will be presenting the JCNP Rules Committee with a list of recommendations to improve the parades. Concerns were also raised about the fairness of using judges with ties to specific groups. There was enhanced judge training to ensure that judges are knowledgeable about Junkanoo's history, culture, and technical elements. A recommendation Junkanoo Commandos gave was to separate A and B groups in the parades to improve the length of the parades. Mr. Ellis also highlighted the lower stipends for judges, suggesting this has contributed to a decline in participation. Gary Russell, executive chairman of Music Makers, lamented the loss of vibrancy in Nassau's parades. Let's go to the phone line quickly. I see I almost lost you, caller. Good morning, caller.
Well, it is stuck in a waste along with you, Aaron.
Good morning, Brayman. How you doing?
I'm all in, thank God. We need justice, law, and order in this country.
Absolutely.
Yeah, a couple of things. A lady being on earlier, right, talking about part of the situation, right?
Right.
According to what I've understood,
they
doesn't have a protocol in place in order for her to be, you know what I'm saying, vouching for whatever she's vouching for. She's supposed to have a protocol in place, well established, and that's what you govern yourself by and have other people govern themselves by. King. But when it comes to the Junkanoo, right? Now, I am a Saxon for more than 60 years. Okay? I started that group. Oh, of course, me and Walla, also how people want to put it. But my thing is, they shouldn't be arguing about anything. It seems like everybody or most of the leaders want what they want for themselves. But what they have to remember, they coming up with all this rule, and of course, I've been there when the rule was first established. The thing is, if you're not going to pay people to rush, the Junkanooers, everybody else making money off the Junkanooers. You know what I'm saying? Because we get so there and we rush. And some people are taking it for granted. The thing is, give us some money. And when you give us some money, you know, then you can, you know, establish what you want to establish. And if the Junkanooers agree with it, it's fine. But right now, only certain people getting the money. So they bung that foolishness.
Thank you, Brayman.
Thank you.
Thank you for that point. Should Junkanoo groups be for-purpose organizations? Caller, are you hang up right as Brayman has finished? He's coming to you. Anyway, please call back. The number's to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720 for Family Island. Listeners, I also heard the commentary coming to you right now, caller. I heard the commentary. Sorry, I miss you. Caller, give me more than 30 seconds. That the Grand Bahama Junkanoo Parade this year was more vibrant than anybody from Grand Bahama calling and Telma. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Miss Green. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Listen to me. I think the Grand Bahama Junkanoo was more fair and honest than Nassau Junkanoo. But what I call the comment on is when you go to Columbus Primary School, when you graduate from Columbus Primary in grade 6, you don't go to Government High.
Okay.
You go to a junior school first.
Right.
I think the jungle systems need to set up in a way where you have a C category, a B category, and an A category.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is how I look at it. The A category could be Saxons, Wally, Roots, One Family, and maybe Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
The B category could be Prodigal Sons, Music Makers, Colors Entertainment,
Immortals,
Fancy Dancers, and Immortals.
Mm-hmm.
And then the C category.
Mm-hmm.
Could be Red Line Soldiers,
Prodigal Sons,
Christ, Body of Christ, and you move up.
Yeah.
You have to qualify to get into B. And then from B, you qualify to get into A. You don't just go like, oh, they just do the school children because you're 12. No. You qualify yourself to move up.
So let's take social promotion out of Junkanoo.
Yes.
Like you hit these like sort of basic markers that are not real indicators. Like you got 201 people, so you could be in the A group. That's not
That don't make sense.
I got you. Now, I like the idea. I wanted to be a part of a relegation system. So if you don't meet the basic criteria or points, or if you accrue or amass too many penalties in the parade, then you get relegated to a lower category.
Yeah, you get put down.
Until you, I
don't think nowhere in the world, I could be wrong, but I don't think nowhere in the world the Music Makers or Prodigal Sons could ever come first or second in a category. I don't know what they could do, unless they believe in voodoo and magic and stuff. But the way they come, they can't even qualify by 201.
Now listen, I got a pinch in my heart right now for all like the music makers who could tell you, buddy, we bring horns to Bay Street, you know. Like the music makers can tell us, like I feel the vibe, right? Like they're going to say, y'all forget we bring Bob Marley to Bay Street, eh?
Yes, but they brought horns to Bay Street and the Wally turned around on New Year's and beat them. And they see them on, they bring
okay,
the Boxing Day.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
But now I hear you just be bigging up the Red Line Soldiers.
Man, listen, at the New Year's parade?
Boxing Day,
vocals.
New Year's.
The vocals, they was singing with their music as they was coming, and it was so sweet. That's why it's bigging them. It was sweet, the music, and it was so few of them.
I am proud to say that I am one of the founding members of the Red Line Soldiers, Julian Ferguson, along with Philip Carey, our leader.
Okay.
But listen to me. It was a small group,
mm-hmm.
but when you look at the back line of the Saxons now,
mm-hmm.
now the Saxons now were just in four straight.
Yeah,
the top drummers came from the Red Line Soldiers.
Ah,
I can call names.
Ah,
look at Roots Junkanoo group who came second.
Mm-hmm.
All of the lints and them move in and off the shoulder and stuff, they came from the Red Line Soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
So the Red Line Soldiers is a group that is feeding into the big groups.
Right.
That's why I believe the B groups, the smaller groups, don't get the recognition that they get. It's them who really train these people in the A category. The A groups don't really train nobody, you know. If you can't pace or do nothing, then you gonna rush with them.
Yeah, you got to come prepared.
In the B category. That's why I don't think it's fair. The people like Philip Carey, them in the Red Line Soldiers, who the first time punk and who was one of the best drummers in the Saxon now, ever beat the drummers in the Red Line Soldiers, Jungle and Jacques.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say that on national radio.
So the expansion or improvement or enhancement of not just the rules, but like the protocols that create the environment needs to rest this element, right? That when we are assessing the quality of a B group, and we're talking about should B group be able to rush with A groups, do we need to separate the parades? It's important to understand that the A groups are A groups because of the work that gets done
in the B groups.
Yeah, that's important.
But listen to this. You talk about separate the parades. Have the A groups rush one parade and then have the B groups rush another day?
Mm-hmm.
No, what will happen with that? You'll have a B group Wally Boys, a B group Saxons, a B group whatever.
No, we can't do that.
No, it don't make no sense.
No, you can't do that.
If you get them rushed like this, so instead of rushing with the Saxons, I can stay with the Saxons. Because the minute they see you have some people that's like Junkanoo.
Mm-hmm.
They can rush with it. They just can rush.
Yeah.
So they'll end up with a B group, and there's A centers in the A group will end up with a B group anyhow.
I understand. Yeah, it requires careful consideration, right? And you cannot exclude the expansion and enhancement has to be rooted in the integral principles of Junkanoo. And one of those is, like, we're talking, how do you make a new Junkanoo group? Well, you can't really force one. It has to form organically, you know? Thank you.
But you know, in closing,
yes, sir.
The Junkanoo is like the Baptist church.
Okay.
The more they split up,
mm-hmm.
the bigger they get.
Oh, boy, okay.
I don't know where the people is coming from. Let's just say, to pick up now, each one of them Saxons would be able to bring 201 people to Bay Street. To make a son being around a million years, and they can't get 150, 160 people.
Well, listen, one of the big questions for the JCNP and the Junkanoo community is has been the impact of the A group and the two monoliths now in the A group, the Valley and the Saxon, on the other groups in the A group, on the B groups, and on Junkanoo as a whole.
One time ago, years ago now, this years ago,
mm-hmm.
when you see Boxing Day, you had to rush to come third and fourth and fifth and sixth, because you know the Saxons come in twice a second.
Yeah.
But nowadays, you see our roots come in, they bump up. Sometimes our family come and win two straight. So it's, you know, Junkanoo has improved a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I want to say a special thanks to people like Arda Gibson and Amani Francis. You know, I ain't calling the leader's name. I'm talking about people who I know help little B groups to get to Bay Street.
Mm-hmm. I want
you know, we have to give some credit to some people like I say, Arda Gibson.
Mm-hmm. I want
Amani Francis. They've helped.
I want to throw a name in there.
Go ahead.
Kermit Ramming.
Okay.
I thrown that name in there. Kermit mm-hmm. Ramming. I know him to be involved in a way in Junkanoo where his allegiance is to Junkanoo as a whole and not to any particular group.
But Miss Green, mm-hmm. I say in closing, but let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
There are some mothers
yeah.
who have never been on Bay Street to watch a Junkanoo parade.
Mm-hmm.
But they are very instrumental in groups getting to Bay Street.
Oh, yeah.
Even by cooking that little corn beef and rice and baking that little piece of chicken and some macaroni, just bringing in the shark.
Yeah.
Back in the day, we used all our shark in the back of the yard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and my mommy used to cook.
Yeah.
My mommy used to cook and bring manji, bring the big pot of corn beef and rice. And see, we don't have that no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's another thing that is missing or the Junkanoo.
I'm telling you,
like
I say, we have to examine the impact, right, of the evolution of the two monolith groups on the entire sort of ecosystem and environment of Junkanoo, the culture as a whole, right? Like, how has the push to be impacted, affected the way that we Junkanoo? The way that the support, right? Like the way that we supported our Junkanoos, has that been like unattainable or has it shifted because of the ways that we shack now? Where shacks are? How?
Yeah, these shacks, those, they are very, you know, but listen to me with Junkanoo too.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to study this with Junkanoo.
Okay.
Junkanoo groups have prime ministers rushing.
Yeah.
And the same little straightway fellow on the road who we'll use the word and call Joneses,
mm-hmm.
them and the Prime Minister rushing in the same group. And then they get to Bay Street, every man equal.
Yep. And that's what
we need every man on deck.
See, that's what Junkanoo is. And that's why what's happening in Rawson Square is so problematic to me because once you hit Bay, we are all equals. Unless you can't perform. And that's the test, right? Your ability to perform. The whole way. Well, let me ask you a question before you go. My daddy used to rush with the pigs, right?
Yeah.
I used a customs officer. What pigs stand for? PIGS. Is police, immigration, what that stand for?
I don't, I, never thought about it like that, you know. But I know where the shack used to be because I grew up right on Moore Avenue in Wolf Road.
Uh-huh.
So we used to always go around there. And man, they something like Sting. They only one practice.
Yeah.
They practicing but 2 days before Junkin' Up.
Mm-hmm.
And only thing that the practice, they used to be by, oh Lord, what the place their name? Home Quality Fabric.
Okay.
Home Fabrics. Quality Fabrics, right on the corner of Wolf Road.
Okay, right there,
like
yeah.
Clico's. Not Clico's, what that? They had a little bar right there.
Yeah, that's
that was their place.
Mount Royal and Wolf Road?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had one Junkin' Up shack, but big as somebody's kitchen or something.
Okay.
He had one smaller thing.
Yeah.
Always on time, Eddie. And look who they used to have with them.
They said, yeah, that's what I said. That's why I thought maybe it was a collection of uniformed forces that would rush with Pinland.
Not really. No.
Oh, I don't know.
Most of them was from the Wally.
Okay.
That was the Wally number one scrap group.
All right, okay.
Yeah, they were from the Wally. All of them was from the Wally.
Man.
All of them was from the Wally. I start off. When they start calling names, it's getting trouble.
I understand.
Most of them was right from the Wally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But good talking to you, man. It's great. I can continue listening.
No, absolutely. And look at why you're writing this down, right?
I have a good memory box sometimes.
Get one of them grandchildren or grandnieces or granduncle. Grandnephew. And tell them, look here, find one recording device. And because I got stories to tell. And I need, let them know. I need you to TikTok.
I'm the youngest brother.
Okay.
Of Ken Motorboat Ferguson.
Okay.
I don't know if you ever heard that name before.
Yep, I heard it.
Okay, he was one of the founding members of the Swingers Junkin' Up group in Freeport.
Okay.
And then he went into being the Classic Dancers.
Okay, yeah.
The only group in Grand Bahama, I could go on record and brag, and they could check the records. The only group in Grand Bahama ever went 11 straight parades. 11 straight.
Okay.
They had to form up a group to be there.
Okay. I love it. You got to write these things down or record them.
I get up on Surge Road a little while because I know Phil the Bill to be listening to your show a lot. From I tell him how you was bigging up Redline Soldiers. So when I reach there, me and him can talk.
All right, good stuff. Because I know about 17 animators right now. Mm-hmm. We could do an awesome animated Junkin' Up history series. The young people that gravitate toward it, and the animation allows you to do things, right? Like, the animation allows you to bring the Junkin' Up spirit, right, into the literal performance. Let me get back to this article, because it's a great article. Mr. Ellis also highlighted the low stipends for judges, suggesting this has contributed to a decline in participation. Gary Russell, executive chairman of Music Makers, lamented the lost vibrancy in Nassau's parades, comparing them unfavorably to the high energy displays in Freeport. He linked the decline to inconsistent enforcement of rules on costumes, music, and pasting. When asked about the potential rejection of their recommendations by the JCNP, Mr. Russell said, quote, "We will cross that bridge when we get there," close quotes. JCNP Chairman Dion Miller told the Tribune that groups have the ultimate say in the parade's judging system. He said this year, all Junkin' Up groups decide they wanted a combination of Junkin' Up legends, professional judges, and members of the public. He added that all judges attend a training course that the groups agreed on. He noted that about 150 people are selected to judge the parade every year. But after Junkin' Up groups vet those people, only half make the cut. Mr. Miller committed to looking at the recommendations presented by the various groups, adding that JCNP's rule committee is also open to the public, where anyone can make recommendations. He noted the judging system has been a vexing problem for many groups. Okay, let's stick a pin there. This is like the 18th time that I've heard the JCNP say that there are various elements of the JCNP's operation that are open to the public, but you never tell us when and where the meetings are. Please. So that's what accessible means. Also, I've been to the website. I would advise or recommend that you post information public pages. There's only one, like, there's only the front page of your website that's available to the general public. It includes the results. It's a little backlogged, like you got last year's results, all of them are not posted. But it would be great to post the rules, the schedule of meetings that are accessible to the public, right procedures, the way the JCMP is composed, the statutory instruments, if there are any, that provide the scope of their operations, all of these things. There's a text. Music makers? Anyway, I put the subtitle in there, but they did imply that. Anyway, this is the perfect opportunity for the JCNP to oversee a smaller parade that rivals the A groups. They will have to exercise greater oversight to ensure each group brings quality or inspiring smaller costumes for an overall pleasing spectator experience. I say have a third rush, one for scrap group that's a participatory as opposed to a spectator event. I think that this third rush that would be for smaller, for scrap groups and a participatory spectator event should be in a part of the a second parade for B groups. See, the key is how you're going to draw the crowd to a B group competition if it appears as if the A group rivalry, it is what is driving spectators to Bay Street. See, Junkanoo practices have evolved to a place where spectators can come and have a vibrant, full Junkanoo experience, can experience their group at Junkanoo practice. A group supporters could experience their group in a different, more participatory way at Junkanoo practice. So what drives spectators to Bay Street for the Boxing Day and New Year's Day parades? And can you replicate that energy for a parade that only includes B groups? I say, let's make that second parade, right? Let's shape it in a way that drives that. All right, just a couple of more points before I transition to another story. Are we prepared to pay or stipend Junkanoos? Is it even feasible or possible? But let me tell you how it becomes feasible and possible. It is. I want to say it's very easy. Perhaps it's not very easy to do, but maybe it's easy to understand. So Junkanoo groups are now required to register as NPOs, non-profit organizations. In the advocacy space, there is an in the global community where they tax everything and anything, kind of like here, but not quite, of NGO or NPO, non-profit organizations, called for-purpose organizations. So those entities are taxed like nonprofit organizations, but they are allowed to operate income-generating mechanisms for the purpose of injecting that profit or revenue back into the organization and more specifically its programming and or the constituents it aims to serve. So it's very possible that we can organize Junkanoo groups in a way where they have income-generating mechanisms. They're not taxed like businesses, right? They're not required to collect or pay VAT to the government, collect and then transfer said VAT to the government. They could get exemptions and duty exemptions on the import of things for the purpose of the organization. And so your ability to be paid is based on your participation in the income generating mechanisms. But it also shouldn't write. That's let me rewind a little bit because I could see the another plantation model setting root. It has to be equitable access, right? It has to be a mechanism that is accessible to all members of the group to participate in, but also a mechanism that generates revenue intended to be spread across the group equitably and equally, right? It's not like a job where you get paid a top salary that just goes to you, but a mechanism that allows you to generate a revenue that you then use to stipend your members or to pay them out a bonus at the end of the year or the Junkanoo season. Producer, play one song for my man. After yesterday's heavy show and some off-air critique about a lack of sobriety, a lack of respect when critiquing the Royal Bahamas Police Force, I decided I would keep it a little light this morning and play some music. Go, producer, play that for me. Sometimes y'all act like only us young folk is raking and scraping in when mama gone to the bus stop, hey. But it's important to remember our youth and who we were and what we used to do when ain't nobody was looking. Anyway, this one song called Overso by Rupert and the Rolling Coins. Play another one for my producer. I put together the playlist, but I tell the producer I want him select it when he feel the time. Here's another. Oh, here we go. Now, I didn't tell y'all I got Mr. Nuri in studio with me. I said, let me see if I could prompt him to talk by playing the right song. Mr. Nuri, you had a list at the end of the year, the song of the year, and you had Boatman and Man-in-Law on your list. I say Bahama Rock still on the list.
Bahama Rock, everybody's out there on the dock. They're doing what we call Bahama Rock. Oh yeah, Bahama Rock. Early in the morning, late at night, everybody's happy, no one's uptight. Early in the morning, late at night, everybody's happy, no one's uptight. Rock from sun to sun, and then we give the earth from her sun.
Oh, yeah. Bahama Rock. Producer, I want you to play another one before me before I go to the text line. Play the one by Jay Mitchell. Now, Mr. Nuri, this is a cover of Islands in the Stream by Jay Mitchell. I can't find this online. Somebody had to send it to me. This is perhaps the best version of this song ever. Y'all take a listen.
All this love he feels needs
Thank you, producer. Thank you, producer. Like, every once in a while, I feel the need, Mr. Nuri, to remind Bahamians to believe in themselves, man. And I realize that perhaps what's going on is that we don't actually know who we are. We don't know what we have created, and we don't know our own capacity, our own power to create, to imagine something new, different, better. But these songs I played this morning are all Bahamians who took a Bahamian sound and expanded it in a way that the entire world latched on to. J. Mitchell's Islands in the Stream, Ronnie Butler's Bahama Rock, Funky Nassau. These songs have been embraced both by the Bahamas and the world. But do we see what they really are, the magic within them? And we're speaking like specifically now to Junkanoo groups in terms of your potential to imagine beyond what has ever existed. But it's like the Sankofa principle, right? Sankofa is such an important African principle that we look forward, but we remember to bring with us into the future the most important elements of our past. Anyway, the music is exciting me. Producer, let's go to the phone line, and then I'm going to get to some texts. Good morning, caller.
Aaron, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
Oh, from the flu, I'm getting over it, but it's okay.
You had a song. Hold on. You had a song by Phil Stubbs, "I Got the Flu." Try that. That could help.
Listen, I don't know. I just need help because I gave you one of the cards that I'm using for Little Jedi.
Yeah.
And what has happened is my graphic artist, the code she used, have expired because she neglected to reactivate the account. So I contacted UK, and if I can just say that for all the people that bought these cards, mm-hmm. if I cannot reactivate the cards, I will reprint all of them.
Okay.
And replace them. I mean, it's a mess, but it is money for Jedi.
I got you.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
And I hope you play Mama Baker Johnny Cake. It may not be Christmas, but it is the accordion, and we're trying to revive it. Thank you.
Absolutely. I can try find it. Absolutely. You have a wonderful day.
You too.
And thank you for this wonderful fundraising effort for Jedi. Okay, so here's a text. The texter says, and this is the texter that talked about A parade, a B parade, and a C parade. The text says, my point is the A groups are hung up on size. I think one of the elements that needs to be examined, especially its impact on the other groups and broader Junkanoo practice. I'm saying use the B group parade as an experimental, quote, greatest show on earth, close quote, event. It can't be what most B groups, quote, normally, quote, bring. It has to be all around quality. And just like any properly managed event that seeks to draw an audience, do the marketing to attract crowds. Showcase the quality music, choreography, and dancing from these smaller groups in pre-show ads. Promise an exciting, non-gap, non-tacky parade. So you know what I want? Like, I want a Junkanoo song competition. Like, I heard one Junkanoo group practicing Wake Boyfriend by Johnny Cake. I was excited, right? Like, that's what excites Bahamians as well. How are you going to bring the hottest music of the year to Bay Street, right? See, and we got Bahamian music we could do it with. It's also great to hear the Junkanooification, the Junkanooizing of foreign music and different genres. It's great. Young people love to hear their contemporary songs on the top charts being turned into Junkanoo. I want to hear a Junkanoo version of Beyoncé's Jolene, Jolene right now. Right? And so what about a song competition where you can expect the Junkanoo groups to bring their renditions of the winners or the top songs in the competition to Bay that year? And would that drive spectators out there?
Well, I see where you're going with that, and I see excitement in that in general. It has been mentioned and recommended before to have a well-themed Junkanoo where music is pre-selected. And it's all up to the JCNP and how they embrace it, how they consider it. The JCNP has pushed back and said, well, the government has no say in the management of the parade per se.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure if like the Ministry of Culture or the Ministry of Tourism can say, hey, perhaps we should do this next year.
Mm-hmm.
And that will make it interesting enough for the JCNP to consider.
Right.
It maybe have to be a different parade altogether than the two major parades.
But look here, that's a fabulous idea. The theme for the 2025 Boxing Day Parade is backyard game and street game, like childhood games, mm-hmm. right? And every group competes with the same theme.
But
and so you
whose job is to determine that?
It's the Junkanoo's job.
And they say no.
To have a constant air on the spectators to understand what the spectators are looking for. But it's incumbent, it's detrimental to them to have the crowd out to support them. So they should be willing to listen to the spectators' ideas and ideas that would drive, right, that center spectators and would drive them out to the parade. Because what's the parade without the spectators?
I mean, we've had that debate. We've had a debate here
yeah.
on whose Junkanoo is it for those two major parades.
Yeah.
They've concluded. We've heard them concluded, but we keep on going back and debate the same conclusion.
I mean, it ain't just we. If you notice the article I was reading from, these are smaller B groups who are also saying, hey, I don't think we've come to a conclusion.
I understand, but even those small groups, I don't think the spectators go out. They have their own fans, right? And now we see that people are lobbying that perhaps they shouldn't be on the same day, at the same time, as the major Junkanoo groups. But you ask them whether they want it on a separate day. They say no, they want to be a part of the major parade.
I'm for that too, because nobody has shown a commitment to ensuring that there will be the same level of spectators and energy at a second parade, at a parade that doesn't include the A groups, and more importantly, I think a parade that doesn't include Valley and Saxon.
So whose job it is to get the spectators to come and cheer on B groups? Shouldn't it be the B groups? Hey, bring your fans. And if you cannot gravitate your fans to come out in numbers, the problem is you. And it's complaining about the JCNP. Mind you, the JCNP have issues. We need to identify the issues. But they too lack gravitas. I don't go to Junkanoo to see B groups. I don't even look to see colors.
I
don't go to see colors.
If I were a B group, I would organize
a separate Junkanoo altogether.
No, that's not what I was going to say.
No, you're saying that?
B groups and C groups, I would organize outside of the JCNP space and say, hey, does it appear to you as if the energy driven towards not just the A groups, but the two monoliths is diminishing any access to resources, whether they are intellectual, financial, social support for these groups, and that we need to begin to see ourselves in a particular way and to organize ourselves in a particular way, because it appears as if we have to negotiate for space and attention with these other groups in a way that we shouldn't have to.
Yes. There definitely needs to be a Junkanoo conclave again. And they, mind you, they always have Junkanoo
conclave. Not in Canada, though, right?
Not in Canada, here locally.
Okay,
And they always have Junkanoo conclaves. Every post-Junkanoo, they have a SWOT analysis of what went well, what went wrong, right? But people grumbling. People are grumbling, and they are discontent with the JCNP, and the JCNP need to own it.
Mm-hmm.
Need to own it that whatever they think they're doing, it's not adequate, because the people of the Bahamas are complaining. The government of the Bahamas are complaining. Junkanoo groups, especially these B groups, are complaining. And if there's so much complaint,
mm-hmm.
you need to address and fix yourself.
Yeah.
Instead of saying you're perfect and this are things and we ain't listening to nobody.
Yeah. At that part there, we ain't listening to nobody.
Yeah.
Here's a text. Good morning, Aaron. If the leaders and members of a Junkanoo organization were to derive personal way of their affiliation with said group, wouldn't that be ultra-virus to the tenets of their, quote, non-profit, close quote, status? You want me to repeat the question? If the leaders and members of a Junkanoo organization were to derive personal financial gain by way of their affiliation with said group, wouldn't that be ultra-virus to the tenets of their, quote, non-profit,
no,
close quote, status?
No, I had to listen to the question. All non-profit organizations have executives. Executives are paid. If they are official executive, they should have a salary.
In non-profit organizations?
Oh, no, yeah, all, straight across the board.
No, not all. I was a part of a non-profit.
Yeah, because you didn't want to get paid. I'm sure they offer you money.
Who was they?
Whoever in charge of the non-profit who registered.
We were in charge of our own organization.
And nobody got paid?
Nobody got paid.
What about stipends?
No stipend.
Do you all even get to travel?
No.
How you get to go places?
The jitney.
And what about when you try, like, you ain't going abroad to do no seminar? How you all put a seminar
we
on?
We couldn't even go to Paradise. We couldn't even afford to go to Paradise Island for seminar.
And that's because you all wasn't organized. Because
I mean, we were organized. We had all our bank papers. We had everything.
What do you need bank papers for if you don't have no money?
But you can't get money unless you have bank papers.
Yeah, that's the
technically,
problem.
Technically.
I see it with the problem with that organization. How long that last? How long? It's still open? No comments. I understand. I'm just saying. I seen the problem. All non-profits, you're supposed to pay the executives.
We never ran out of integrity, though.
Yeah, you had plenty of that, but no
producer,
money.
Producer, play one song. Play I Ain't Going Home. Because if I was married to this boy, I isn't going home today, buddy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got the Garland song on my list. I got Melody, Take My Oath to the Billy Goat, because that's one of my favorites now forever. I got Exuma. You remember Exuma? Bam Bam. Mm. The original version on my list. I got Pat Roll. Love. Producer, I got into the caller, if you don't mind. Good morning, caller. You there?
Hey, morning, Aaron. Good morning, C. Hope
Hi.
You're doing well.
Good, thank you.
Do you guys remember when Dr. Danny Johnson was the Minister of Youth Sports and Culture?
I think so, yes.
And he had proposed that there be like a 12-day of Junkanoo Festival.
Uh-huh. They have it.
And which would have allowed the Junkanooers for it to be, you know, over several days.
Okay.
And, you know, just like everything else, as soon as one administration goes and somebody else comes in.
Stop review canceled.
But a different agenda. So I think they probably need to revisit something like that. Let's make the Junkanoo a season, not just for a particular, you know, for 12 days.
Okay.
And judge different components of the Junkanoo, like the bigger costumes, even maybe the fun groups and the big groups, and could go one day and whatever like that. You know?
It was prejudging.
But we need to come together and solve these problems. And we need to decentralize government, man. I think it's too much red tape you have to go through just to get things done. Because with all these union issues and things like that, central government shouldn't be dealing with all of this.
It's not the red tape. It's the inability of the state to move at the pace required for the work that they're actually doing.
But what is stopping that inability? Because Aaron,
it's management. It's management and motivation.
You know, in the olden days, we had less and we did more. Now we got more and we're doing less. We got computers, we got internet, we got this, we got that, and the productivity is less than it was back
because a computer is just a box, it's just a tool. Even when it's plugged into a wall, even when you got the internet coming through it, the point is that a computer is supposed to be a part of a system of computers, right? And the system has to function. So if the system doesn't function properly, then elements in the system become frustrated. It's like, have you ever called a government office?
How many times have you gotten
The voicemail system that you have reached has not been initialized.
I mean, which means that used to be the case, but I think Hubert Ingraham changed that.
Oh, okay.
Now you can actually speak to a human now, and for the most of these government thing.
I want you to do me a favor, sir. When you hang up this call, I want you to call like BEC, BPL. I want you to call them or Water and Sewage and try to use the switchboard.
Yeah, but I know for, it may not be for all, but a lot of the government corporations have reverted to human resource now in terms of answering the phone. But we, yes, like the computer, even we are paying people, IT technicians and IT people, six-figure income to configure these things.
Mm-hmm.
So if they are not producing the results, then they need to go get somebody there who could give us what we need.
It's very simple.
It's just too much of red tape and this tape and this and nothing at the end of the 5 years, 10 years, nothing gets.
Thank you, caller. I got another call I want to squeeze in dead quick. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How you do?
You know, I'm listening to what the gentleman is saying, and I agree with you, Aaron. If you get to a government thing and you get a machine, mm-hmm. you understand how 9 times out of 10, the persons that are there to answer the phone does not care to pick it up. It's too much work.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? And it's too much red tape because you have this, you have the secretary have to go to the deputy permanent secretary, and then that one have to go to the deputy permanent, and from one person to the next person, and then it's sit on somebody there for the next 10 years. Nothing moves in government except money. And the only thing it's doing these days is flying away. Our government and the system is set up there, and they're not using it. The persons, the IT persons, and thing who they can select could be friends, families, and lovers who do not care.
Don't say that part, because we paying them these six-figure salaries to work systems that can't work. The infrastructure.
We paying them. There is no freedom of information. We don't know who they are. Therefore, we don't know why the work is not done. And then by the time you get through to somebody to tell you why the work is not done, that person went out to lunch.
Thank you.
And on their desk is a note that's saying, "Went out to lunch. If not back by 5, I could."
Yes, ma'am.
You understand me? So you have to realize that these places are there to do the work. Yes, they are being paid top dollar to do the work. However, there's a gripe.
Yes, ma'am. Listen, I'm all out of time. I want to read this last text as we go. This story with the 20-year-old girl, was she arrested for disseminating child porn, or is there an allegation that this was a Bahamian child in the Bahamas being abused? I think the allegation is that there's a child that was abused. It was also recorded, and that recording was either leaked or disseminated, right? We're not sure why it was disseminated. We're not sure if somebody disseminated in the hopes of bringing it to the public's attention, right? Or if they disseminated it as a part of a criminal enterprise to share child pornography. We're not sure. I'm not sure at this moment, but the story is in today's paper.
And the police issued a statement.
Yeah, police investigating social media video of child sex abuse is in today's Guardian. Pick up a copy. It's a very important story. Thank you, producer. This is On the Clock with Aaron Green, Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri is up next.
Open up your mouth. This man drunk. Hot dog sauce. 'Cause it's 6 in the morning, sunny and dawn, and now you running out. When I out, reach home. Open up your mouth. This man drunk. Hot dog sauce. 'Cause it's 6 in the morning, sunny and dawn, and now you running out. Woo! Come to anybody. That's in the morning.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.